This is Tom Arms with LookAtNews.com's World Report for the week being the 15th of May. LookAt broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Sacked FBI Director James Comey on Tuesday appears before the Senate committee investigating the Russian hacking scandal amidst accusations of a White House cover-up. Also on Monday, the Seattle courts consider the White House appeal to lift an injunction blocking travel from specified Muslim countries. The ban will also be discussed when President Trump meets the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi at the White House. On Tuesday, Turkish President Erdogan is in the White House for talks on Syria. President Trump also meets the Colombian president next week. Tuesday also sees the next round of UN-sponsored Geneva talks between the Syrian government and the rebels. The talks follow a Russian-organized initiative to set up de-escalation zones in Syria. Elsewhere in the Middle East, it is presidential election day in Iran on Friday. The most likely winner is incumbent Hassan Rouhani. Terrorism in Afghanistan will also be discussed next week at NATO and EU meetings. The NATO meeting is seen as a test of European resolve to contribute more to the war on terrorism. Newly elected French President Emmanuel Macron is expected to name his prime minister on Monday. The favorite is former socialist prime minister Manuel Valls. The Swiss on Sunday hold an energy referendum. The choice is between nuclear and renewable. And finally, next Saturday there's a sort of British royal wedding. Pippa Middleton, younger sister of future Queen Kate Middleton, is tying the knot. Future King Prince George is a page boy, and his two-year-old sister Charlotte makes her debut as a bridesmaid. And that was next week's News Today from LookAhead.com, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAtNews.com's expanded world analysis for the week being the 15th of May. LookAt broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Sacked FBI Director James Comey on Tuesday appears before the Senate committee investigating the Russian hacking scandal. His appearance is expected to pour more oil on accusations that the White House is guilty of a cover-up. Another problem for President Trump is his proposed travel ban, which has been blocked by the courts. On Monday, the Seattle Appeals Court will hear the administration's appeal against the Hawaiian judge's injunction against blocking travel from specified Muslim countries. The travel ban will be top of the agenda when the president meets at the White House on Monday with Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyani. Also on the agenda will be Yemen, Syria, the Iran nuclear deal, and fighting jihadism. Drugs, organized crime, and the Colombian peace process will be discussed when Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos arrives in Washington on Thursday for talks with President Trump. President Trump also meets on Tuesday with Turkish President Erdogan. On the agenda are Syria and the fate of Fethullah Gulen, the U.S.-based cleric accused of plotting against Erdogan. Turkey is heavily involved in Syria, and Tuesday sees the next round of UN-sponsored Geneva talks between the Syrian government and the rebels. The talks follow a Russian-organized initiative to set up de-escalation zones in Syria. Elsewhere in the Middle East, it is presidential election day in Iran on Friday. The most likely winner is incumbent Hassan Rouhani. Terrorism in Afghanistan will be discussed next week at NATO and EU meetings. The NATO meeting is seen as a test of European resolve to contribute more to the war on terrorism. Elsewhere in Europe, newly elected French President Emmanuel Macron is expected to name his prime minister on Monday. The favorite for the job is former Socialist Prime Minister Manuel Valls, who switched parties after Macron's victory. The new PM will have the tough job of running a coalition after National Assembly elections in June. Troubled Greece faces a 24-hour general strike on Wednesday by the country's two biggest unions, the General Confederation of Employees of Greece and the Civil Servants Union Federation. The unions are protesting against fresh austerity measures proposed by the government. Energy is the subject of a Swiss referendum on Sunday. The issue is whether to accept the government's energy strategy, which seeks to phase out nuclear energy and increase renewable energy and energy efficiency. The government plan is opposed by the Swiss People's Party. And that was next week's News Today from LookAhead.com, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.